I seem to remember, you know, before it recently started making the news again, going up for auction, reading about it when it was discovered. It doesn't seem to me that it represents any kind of radical departure from Einstein as we know him from other things that he's written. Obviously, in a letter to an individual that one knows, one may not express oneself as sort of carefully or cautiously or in such as nuanced a form as we might in a letter to a friend, you know, might express ourselves differently. My impression of the letter is that, on the one hand, it, you know, takes a fairly negative view of human religion, including his own heritage of Judaism, which, of course, includes the Bible, a Bible that overlaps with about two-thirds of the Christian Bible, of course, the Old Testament. And yet he's also, you know, saying in the same letter that, you know, there is a room for something that could be called a religious outlook, but it's not a religious outlook which envisages God as essentially, you know, like a person, but, you know, much bigger, much more powerful, thinking of God much more in terms of something that is reasonable, that's discoverable through science. And he sometimes even referred to the Jewish philosopher Baruch Spinoza, whose viewpoint is akin to, you know, I mean, some have labeled it pantheism, but whether that's a helpful term or not, but certainly a God that's completely rational, that's knowable through the laws of nature and what Einstein himself studied, the laws of physics, you know, as we see it later on. And so there's a certain consistency between what he expresses in the letter and things he said in other writings that we knew about for much longer.
How, I wonder, will this affect people's opinion of Einstein, if it will, one way or another, or I guess will that depend upon their own personal religious persuasion?
It might. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, there were folks who were prone to try to blame Einstein for what we might call relativism, you know, in culture and in morality, as though that had something to do with his work on physics, which was about how time and space were relative and, you know, depending on one's point of observation and things of that sort, which, you know, is really something very, very different. People have a tendency to look to scientists for confirmation of their worldview. We've had people appealing to Darwin and evolution, both in favor of particular, you know, religious views and arguing against those religious views. People have appealed to Einstein, both in terms of support for belief in God, because he was sometimes happy to use that term, and by people who were opposing those who were appealing to Einstein. And the truth is that Einstein's view, as we know it from his own writings, is more nuanced than most of the people who appeal to him, either in their support or against religion. He wasn't opposed to religion or the use of the term God. We see that he found a positive use for it, but he also rejected most of the actual expressions of religion, you know, Judaism, Christianity, that most people share as their own faith traditions. And so his view is one that, you know, I mean, it takes a bit of reading of what he wrote to really understand it and, you know, pin it down precisely. And when one does that, it's not exactly what most atheists think, and it's not what, you know, Jews and Christians think.
I suppose that's why there's so much attention being paid to this, because it's a subject which he did not touch on, as far as I know, very much throughout his life.
Yeah, well, there are certainly things that he said. You know, he's famous for saying that, you know, in talking about the laws of physics, that, you know, God does not play dice, which is one quote that gets bandied around, both in terms of, you know, look, he believed in God, and that basically he was identifying God with what we might call the laws of nature. Was also a famous response to one of his similar quotes where somebody said to him to stop telling God what to do. It's really a case that, you know, Einstein's views, I mean, in as much as we know them, reflect, and even this letter reflects, something which I think we'd find that even among religious believers, there are those who whose viewpoint and view of God and thinking about the cosmos and how it relates to the notion of God and of a creator, all take into account a lot more information that, you know, certainly wasn't available in the time that these various sacred texts were written, whether we think about, you know, the Book of Genesis or the New Testament or anything of that sort. And one of the things that Einstein mentions in the letter is that, you know, there are a great many people, most people who read the Bible, you know, often try to find ways of updating their belief system without relinquishing those sacred texts. And one of the things he particularly talks about is the fact that he doesn't personally find that satisfying, right? That attempt to read later science or read updated views of things into the Bible. And so if people actually read what he wrote and use it as an opportunity for reflection, it could actually be a good spark to thinking about, you know, what we do with new scientific information when it becomes available and how that relates to earlier pictures and ways of thinking about God that we might have inherited.